Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Regarding the concept of prophethood, the misconception I intend to discuss today relates to the source of Islam, which is generally alleged by many non-Muslim scholars, that the source of Islam, or the source through which Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam presented Islam, was not revelation or divine revelation or from God. It was not from God. It is alleged that he learned Islam, or what he thought Islam was, or to what he presented in the name of Islam, from Jews and Christians. And one of the very famous incidents in this regard is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's contact with Buhayra the monk. We know that he was a famous monk who lived in his own monastery, and it is alleged that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam learned a lot of things which he presented in the name of Islam from this particular monk. Now, it needs to be understood that this whole incident is mentioned in our hadith books, and as I will relate further on, that its chain of narration as well as its content both have been brought into contention by many hadith scholars, as they have shown. And they have clearly shown that not only that its chain of narration, but also its content is not worthy of any consideration, and it is an absolutely baseless incident. Now, the whole incident as it is recorded, I'll just try to summarize it. Of course, there are a number of details which occur in our hadith books. But primarily it is said that the Prophet Muhammad, when he was just 12 years old or 13 years old, he went out with his uncle, Abu Talib, to a journey to Syria. And some of the elders of the Quraysh were also in this journey. Now, it is said when they reached the monastery of Buhayra, they stopped there, and Buhayra welcomed them. And when he saw the Prophet, when he saw Muhammad, he immediately said that he has recognized the last prophet of the world, and he is the chief of the world, and he is a mercy to mankind. And he also advised them to turn back, because he said that the Romans are after Muhammad, and they think that there is someone by his name would be soon born, has already been born, and they are after him. They have sent various people after him. So they must turn back, and they must not proceed with their journey. Now, it is also said that when people ask them, but what made him believe that he is the final prophet, he's the last prophet, he said that, well, the thing which made him believe was the seal of the prophet prophethood, which he of course found in the prophet's beneath the prophet's shoulders, and also the second thing he said was that he saw the trees and stones. They were in prostration before the prophet. And this is what led him to believe that he was the last prophet. And again, it is said that the Buhayra monk, he went on to his home to prepare a meal for this caravan. And when he came back, he called the prophet, who was just a 12 or 13 year boy at that time, who was standing in among the herds of camel there. And it is said that the people who sat there had occupied all places of shade. And when the prophet was called, when the Buhayra monk called him to his presence so that he could serve the meal, he saw that there was no space left, no shady space left. So when he called the prophet, he could see a whole cloud coming over the prophet, casting his shade over the prophet so that he could be protected from the sun. And when he sat down, there was of course no place of shade. So he saw the tree branches bending over the prophet in order to protect him from the sun. Now, after that, of course, after the meal, there are some other details also, but ultimately it is said that the Buhayra monk, he was successful in convincing Abu Talib and the rest to send the Prophet back, lest some harm might come to him. And it is said that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and Hazrat Bilal, both of them accompanied the Prophet as chaperons, and they actually were the people who in whose protection the Prophet was sent back to Mecca. Now, this incident is mentioned, as I said. There are some other details, but I have just summarized them. First of all, it's to be considered that its chain of narration has been brought to a lot of objection and criticism by many people, by very muhaddisun and by many scholars of hadith. And they have shown that, first of all, that this narrative is mursal. The person who narrates this narrative is Abu Musa Ash'ari, and he does not narrate this from the Prophet, nor from any person or any eyewitness person who had actually witnessed the whole incident. His own son narrates this incident from him, and it is also shown by the muhaddisun that this is quite impossible that his son would have narrated him, because he was very young at the time his father died. Similarly, there are other narrators in the chain of narration, like Abdul Rahman ibn Ghazwan and Yunus bin Ishaq, about whom the muhaddisun or the scholars of hadith have shown that they are suspect, they are not reliable. And on the basis of all these objections, they say that isnad, or the chain of narration, is absolutely unreliable and nothing can be derived from it. And of course, they have also gone on to criticize the content of the whole narration as well. We know that one of the reasons which was presented by Buhera Monk to believe that or to say that he had seen the Prophet of the Worlds, he had said that the reason for this was that he saw the trees and the stones bowing down in prostration before Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now it needs to be understood that had this been the case, this would have been witnessed by everyone, and we know that had other people seen the trees and the stones prostrating before Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they would have of course narrated this whole incident when they came back, and the leaders of the Quraysh or the elders of the Quraysh would of course there would have witnessed this also, and they would at least have come back and talked about this whole incident and told their own people that they had met someone who had told them that the last prophet had been born, and this was the person among them. And we know that no such happening took place, which of course lends credence to the fact that this incident never took place. Also evident from this whole incident is, as I narrated in the last part, that the Prophet ﷺ was sent back in the company of Abu Bakr and Bilal رضي الله عنهم. And of course the purpose was that some elders should go with him, some other people should go with him who should protect him. And we know historically that both these people were younger to the Prophet. If the Prophet was 12 years old, then Abu Bakr and Bilal رضي الله عنهم would have been 8 or 9 years old. So there was no point in sending children to protect the Prophet on his way back journey to Mecca, which of course shows that this whole incident is nothing but a fabrication. So on the basis of all these objections, this incident cannot be regarded to be true. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a prophet of God. He was revealed divine messages. It was God himself who revealed divine revelations through him. It is mentioned in the Quran that it was not from his own self that he presented the wahi or what he presented in the name of Islam. It was whatever he received from God which he presented. And the fact that he had any Jewish or Christian connection, or for example, he learned Islam from Buhera, the monk, or some other Jew or Christian, this is an absolutely baseless allegation. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.